Hello everyone, Chinika Mercy here. We'll continue to talk about the Word of God, and I hope it's becoming more and more interesting for you to read the Word of God. Today, we're going to start with Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. I'm going to read from the ESV, English Standard Version. It says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.'" The God that we serve watches over his word. When he sends out his word, he watches over it until it accomplishes that which he sends it to do. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, it says, "It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." So the Lord watches over his word, and his word does not return to him void. His word does not return to him without accomplishing what he has sent it to do. So when God speaks his word, he's going to make sure that what he has sent in his word does what he has sent it to do. It will never return to him until it accomplishes. So for me, it tells me I have to have more of the word. I have to read the word. I have to know this word, because God will make sure that the word accomplishes what he has sent it to do. He will make sure that it prospers. So if I find something that God has promised in the word, I can take it for myself, and God will make sure that what he has said is accomplished. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. The Bible says, "Understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commandments." So, previously we read that the Lord makes sure that his word prospers. His word accomplishes what he has sent it to do. So now here in Deuteronomy, it tells me that my God is faithful. He keeps his covenant. Whatever he has said, whatever promise he has said, he keeps it for 1,000 generations, and he lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his command. So, it is interesting to know that our God never breaks what he has promised. If he has promised something, he will make sure he watches over it, and he will make sure it accomplishes what he has sent it to do. So he will never break his promises, and his promises are found in his word. Why don't you read the word of God? Why don't you check the promises that God has for you? You can create time. If I told you that this particular book is going to give you answers to all the questions you've ever had, I bet, trust me, you would be excited, and you would want to look for that thing until you found it. Or if I said this book contains treasures, definitely you would want to find out the hidden treasures. That is what the word of God is. It has treasures. It has promises. Why don't you go into the word of God and find out these hidden treasures, these promises for your life? When you find them, you'll be assured that they will not change. You'll be assured that the Lord will watch over them until they accomplish what he has sent them for. So I want you to join me. Let's read the word of God. Let's know the word of God. Let's study the word of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. I am sorry that I did not understand your word, that it does not change. I am sorry that I did not understand that your promises are forever. I'm sorry that I did not understand that you watch over your word until it accomplishes that which you sent it to do. Lord, today I purpose in my heart that I am going to read and study your word. I'm going to do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So today, make it your goal to know the word of God. And how will you know it? By studying it and by reading it. So I want you to start reading the word of God. Please, please, please. You only understand the beauty of the word if you read it. Yes, people can tell you about the word of God, but you understand the beauty more. You see the picture more clearly if you read it yourself. So I want you to start. God will give you understanding. God will explain things to you. So why don't you start? Genesis chapter 1. Start in the beginning and see, and you'll go all the way. Let's read the word of God. Let's study the word of God. His word is life. Till we meet again in the next podcast. Chindutam. A kingdom wide, but far from him.